Road wins aren't easy in this league. Anytime you can go on the road and beat someone, it's a great thing for us to come down here and get number 7 this week. It's big.
It looked like for a while, though, things were going to get tight in the second half. What did you tell the guys on the sideline?
I pulled everyone up and just said, hey, take a deep breath, relax. It's nothing that they're doing that we can't handle. Just do your job every play, and we're going to win this game.
When did you tell me? Was it second half or first half?
Yeah, it was in the fourth quarter when things had been a little rocky. We had struggled to get things going. Field position had been a little rough, but I think we did a great job. We got the ball, I think, on the 5.
Turn up,
possession. We were able to flip it, get it all the way out to the 35 or 40, and that was big.
The interception to Amendola, what went wrong there?
The guy played it pretty well. Probably had an opportunity to throw it back shoulder. Looking at it, it's probably where the ball should have been thrown. Just a mistake on my part.
But you're throwing that well ahead of time, right? Amendola's just kind of making his last cut.
Yeah, it was a double move. I trusted him. Kid made a good play. I just got to be smarter with the ball. It was first down, a throwaway or a check down would have been obviously a much better result.
Now, the Kendricks play, how did it get so open? Did they bite on the quarterback?
We got the ideal look for that play. We sucked the linebackers up. The safety got wide because they were playing the corner in the slam technique, and he turned his back, and I don't think anyone ever saw it when he was going up the middle.
Was there ever a fear that he wasn't going to make it? Because he slowed down quite a bit before he got to the end zone.
Yeah, I couldn't really see it. To be honest, I wasn't expecting him to score. I was expecting him to probably get tackled, but I think Danny did a great job hustling, getting down there, springing him for the touchdown and making that block.
It's a Rams record for longest TD pass to a tight end.
Really? All right.
Yeah, that piano on his back.
Yeah, that's okay. I know. I went over to him on the bench, and I think he needed some oxygen afterwards.
Does the play by Amendola, that block, say something about how badly this team wanted this game today?
Absolutely. We said it before the game in the locker room that we were going to go out and we were going to play hard for 60 minutes. That's exactly what we did. It had been really easy for Danny to take that play off after he saw the ball wasn't coming to him. But, just the type of player that Danny is, gave everything he had to get down there and make that block.
At some point today, was it going to be about getting Steve in his yards? He ends up 10 short of 1,000.
Obviously Jack did a great job pounding it. I mean, they gave us some heavy boxes up front, but after we got the lead, we knew that we needed to try to control the clock, churn out some yards on the ground, and he did a great job.
It seems like you got a little bit going in the red zone now with Pettis here too, so just getting in sync. Or?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously Pettis, gives us some flexibility down there just because he's quick, and at the same time he's really long. He provides some range down there. He ran a great route. They sucked up on that play action again. And he was wide open and finished it.
A streak was broken today, 30 sacks. Sack in 30 games in a row, you weren't sacked. How good is that?
Oh, it's awesome. I think anytime we get on a streak like that, you guys just need to bring it up in the press conference on Wednesday, because obviously that brought some attention to it, and those guys up front did a great job keeping those guys away today.
Apparently some of the linemen were saying they had a little prayer meeting over there about all the sacks. So.
Yeah, I think they were more excited about it than I was. It was the first thing Scott said to me as we were walking off the field.
Another streak can end next week if you guys can finish out with a winning record for the first time in 9 years. Have you thought much about going up to Seattle and making that come true?
Yeah. We all realize what's at stake, obviously. We found out that the playoffs aren't in the picture still, but if we go up and beat Seattle, we'd be undefeated in our division, finish with a winning record, which are two things that we'd really like to accomplish next week.
Sam, with a relatively young team, has consistency of effort ever been a concern with this team this year? Obviously, there was a lot taken off the table last week, but it seemed like y'all showed up today.
No, I think that's been one of the greatest things about this team is, regardless of the situation of the game, even going back to last week, we were down a lot. Everyone, kept fighting, kept playing. And I think the effort has been tremendous this year.
Just your general thoughts on being out of the playoffs this year. I guess you guys weren't even done, I think, when Minnesota went.
Here today. Obviously, it's frustrating. That's why you play the game. You play for the opportunity to win championships. And you obviously can't do that if you don't get into the playoffs. So that's a little bit disappointing. But like I said, there's still a lot ahead of us. We could go to Seattle next week and finish with a winning record.